Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. I love those moments when you hear something so straightforward that it reveals something hidden in your brain. I recently shared feedback with a friend, and her response was swift. Yep, know that about myself. It's a crutch. I couldn't get that phrase out of my head. I know what crutches are used for when we hurt our bodies, but what are they used for when it comes to our creativity? Are they good, bad, or even odd? These are the questions that I'm exploring, yes, in today's monologue, but honestly, in my life. Because once you start revealing crutches in your life and work, you won't stop seeing them. Then it becomes a question of, what do you do with them? Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/527. What are the crutches you use for your creativity? A simple question, and you might immediately respond, "Well, Chris, I don't use crutches. Are you serious with that question?" But it doesn't take long before curiosity, or doubt, or humble acknowledgement follow. In the opener, I mentioned my friend readily calling out her own reliance upon a creativity crutch, and initially I didn't see my own, but they were there, hiding in plain sight. A good example that I'll share with you is that you might notice that today's episode dropping on Friday is a new monologue, not an interview. And that's because I finally worked through an interview backlog that was probably 3 to 4 months deep. And I honestly didn't get it replenished. Because what I realized was I was relying upon PR companies and random emails to do the work of filling that pipeline. Yes, there were moments where I was reaching out to people and getting them on the show, but I would say that was probably 15 to 20% of my interviews, and that became a crutch to rely upon another company to do the work for me. And while this is one example of a creativity crutch for myself, there are many others, and I'm going to share more as we go along. But first, what is a crutch for? In the physical sense, something happens to our legs or our feet, and we use a crutch to take the weight off so that we can still be mobile, but we can also heal. And eventually you do heal, and you learn to put the weight slowly back on your legs and feet, and you remove the need for the crutch altogether. Something similar happens with our creativity. In the course of our work, we are wounded. Maybe it's by someone's words, or a failure, a lack of growth, complacency, no money, boredom, comparison, imposter syndrome. You get the idea. And in response to our wounds, we get some crutch to take the weight off, to remove the pressure. Someone's words hurt us. We stop asking for or listening to others. How about that failure that we went through? Well, I'm not going to take any new risks. Ooh. There's a lack of growth, so I'm not going to take any new challenges. No money? Well, I'm going to rely upon credit. And in some instances, crutches are extremely helpful. They are good short-term solutions to allowing us to heal. They allow us to stabilize. They allow us to, again, heal. But for most cases, remember, not all, there are uses for crutches that are more permanent. Crutches are meant to be temporary, though. So the question becomes, what happens when you rely on a crutch for too long? And that's where my friend's comment comes back into play. The crutch wasn't about healing anymore. It was about holding back. It was about safety instead of discomfort. It allowed continued momentum and movement when it might have been necessary to stop. The crutch became a habit, which became an extension of self. Crutches are so interesting because they are plentiful. When writing this episode, I wrote down the header, A Few Crutches for Our Creativity, and I think I wrote at least 10. So what are some of the crutches that we'll find when we examine our creative lives? The first one I'm guilty of. Well, honestly, I'm probably guilty of all of these. But the first one that I wrote down was undervaluing your work. That is absolutely a crutch. When we look at our behaviors with money and our willingness to bill for our work, most often our rates are not what's going on in the market, but in response to some wound in our past. Another crutch, compulsive busyness, unexamined routines and habits, unnecessary collaboration, the muse, isolation, not to be confused with solitude, scripts and frameworks so that we don't reinvent the wheel, of course, perfecting plans before taking any amount of action, not asking for or listening to feedback, avoidance of giving real feedback, which is just a form of people-pleasing, never saying no, and not leveling up. Okay, again, that was more than a few, and unfortunately, the more I add to the list, the more I become the man of many crutches. Am I more crutch than man? Wasn't that a song from the Muppet movie? Am I more Muppet than man? I don't know. And so, you know, as we think about the crutches that we use for our creativity, how do we start to move forward without those crutches? And I think the first step that we need to take is that we need to allow the mirrors of both self-reflection and the words of our trusted circle of friends to reveal the crutches that are beyond support and really holding us back. I mean, the main crutch holding me back is undervaluing my work. Well, and probably perfecting plans before taking any amount of action. I love that one. Oh, people-pleasing. Oh my gosh. See, this is where self-reflection can really help. As you start to reveal these, which are the ones that are really the strongest? And then second, be honest with yourself. When you reveal a crutch, ask yourself, is this crutch allowing me to heal or is it allowing me to hide? Because you might be needing to heal. You might be needing to heal from burnout. You might be needing to heal from hurtful words or hurtful words from yourself. But eventually you're going to have to come back from the hurt. This week has been a healing week for me as I returned to almost a full week of video shoots. And I had to overcome some hurts. And I couldn't rely on my crutches. And it felt really good. It hurt, but it felt good. And I wasn't hiding anymore. But what I realized is after this week, I need to do some retraining. Because the third thing that we need to do to move forward without our crutches is to retrain how to operate without the crutch. A lot of times when you have an injury, you need to go to physical therapy and learn how to operate without the crutch and to build the strength back up. It's not like the Christmas Carol where Tiny Tim drops the crutch and does a backflip and lands flawlessly and doesn't need the crutch anymore. Okay, that was probably more Scrooged than Christmas Carol. But really, it's going to be more like Dr. Leo Marvin from What About Bob? Baby steps. You have to build the strength back up. But here's the interesting thing. Why do we need the crutch to begin with? Yeah, it's to prevent ourselves from, you know, damaging ourselves and to work through and heal from a wound. But I think sometimes crutches come when we don't have a clear direction for the future. So the fourth thing I encourage you to do is to expand your vision for the future. What do you want to do that requires you to grow and not have to rely on the crutches to keep you moving business as usual? This is a really interesting episode because there's really no clear way to end it. I think crutches are valuable, but I also think they hold us back. But I think the best way to end this episode is with a lyric from a song that is often playing in my head by Neil Morse. And the song is called That Crutch. And while I love the entire song, the lyric that sticks in my brain the most is this. You weren't made to crawl, you were born to run. You don't need that crutch anymore. That's another one of the lines. And it's true. You probably don't need that crutch anymore. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.